Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So when I was a kid, I played Marvel Ultimate Alliance for the first time. There I found out about a bunch of awesome Marvel characters I had never heard of before. And that was where I first found out about Black Panther. He was easily one of my favorite characters in the game, and quickly became one of my favorite superheroes, period. A few years later, I watched the BET animated series, which was awesome. And then I read Christopher Priest's run on Black Panther, which was action-packed and hilarious. And then a few years ago, I watched Captain America: Civil War and saw him portrayed on the big screen. And then he got his own movie. And I have never been more satisfied by a comic book movie. It was the most screen-accurate representation of a character and his story I've ever seen. I think I saw it 3 or 4 times in theaters. It quickly became one of my top 3 Marvel movies, and it constantly rotates to the number 1 spot from time to time. King T'Challa was expertly portrayed by actor Chadwick Boseman, who passed away on Friday from his long battle with cancer. A lot of people were so surprised to find out he had this illness. He was acting through his treatments. He was making public appearances and movie premieres. But the thing that really stood out is how he went to hospitals and talked to men, women, and children, many of whom shared the same illness that he had. And he went there to give them hope. I think about how we as Christians are perceived as perfect whenever we accept Christ, but really, we're still human. Still hurting, still dealing with sin, just like everyone else, but we have hope, we have faith, and we have a God that gives us the strength to tear down sin and pain that we can't tear down alone. And our mission now, just like Chadwick, is to bring hope to those who need it most, even amidst our own afflictions. There are plenty of characters in the Bible who don't seem right to be carriers of hope. I mean, look at Paul. He used to hunt and persecute Christians. But then he became the biggest megaphone for hope in Christ. And that's what we need to be. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." I want to encourage you guys today that even though you're still dealing with things from pain to sin, know that when you accepted Christ and started living for Him and gaining His love and hope, you became a representative of hope. So spread that hope, that great hope that only comes through the knowledge of the love and sacrifice of Jesus Christ for us. Jesus prayed for people even while he was on the cross. So, like Chadwick Boseman, be like a king, the King of Kings, and bring hope and joy to those who need it most. Wakanda forever. That's all the time I have for today. If you want to hear more, subscribe today to hear more Devos like this. You can find our main podcast, the Nerd of Godcast, wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or at nerdofgodcast.com. There you can find links to the pods, links to all of our social media, our blog, and you can even pick up some Nerd of God swag. For the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, my name is Neff, and have a nerdy today, and a blessed tomorrow.